Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Police say they've captured a man they suspect opened fire and killed 9 people at the African Methodist Episcopal Church last night. They released stills from a security video that authorities say show 21-year-old Dylan Roth entering the church about an hour before the shooting. Earlier today, the Justice Department said it's investigating the shooting as a hate crime, which Attorney General Loretta Lynch called barbaric.
Acts like this one have no place in our country and no place in a civilized society. And I want to be clear, the individual who committed these acts will be found and will face justice.
For more on this, we go to Richard Cohen, president of the Southern Poverty Law Center, an advocacy group that researches hate crime and domestic extremism. Richard, welcome.
Hi, thanks for having me.
So Sylvia Johnson, who knows one of the victims who survived the shooting, was quoted on MSNBC describing what the shooter allegedly said.
He just said, "I have to do it." He said, "You rape our women and you've taken over our country and you have to go."
It's terrible to hear. Authorities are investigating this as a hate crime, as we said. What would you call it?
It's an obvious hate crime. You know, he's somebody with white supremacist leanings who was clearly motivated by, you know, this belief that black people were taking over the country. It's something that we hear from the white supremacist world all the time. It's a very, very common belief in white supremacist circles.
Dylan Roth, captured by police in North Carolina earlier today. I wonder, was he on your radar at all?
No, we did not know him, but we certainly knew many, many people like him. Disaffected young people who perhaps thought they had not such a great future, who decide to try to glom on to something larger than themselves, something that they see as heroic. You know, they're going to save the white race. And that appears to be how he saw himself and why he did what he did.
I want to talk about his Facebook profile. We've seen pictures that show him wearing a jacket decorated with flags from 2 former white supremacist regimes, apartheid-era South Africa and Rhodesia, which is now Zimbabwe. When you see that picture, if you have seen it, what does the image say to you?
Well, it says exactly that, right? He's trying to identify with a larger cause and, you know, express his, you know, ethnic pride. You know, white people, a certain segment, a small segment, but a violent segment of kind of white people in our country see themselves as endangered. You know, President Obama, his motto was change in 2008. Well, for many people, President Obama represents the kind of change that they're scared of. You know, we've seen an increase in the number of hate groups over the past 15 years, and it's been fueled by kind of our country's changing demographics. Diversity is a great strength in our country, but these kinds of changes also produce a backlash, and that is what I think the crime in Charleston, South Carolina represents.
But staying with that symbol for just a moment, the apartheid flag on the jacket, you know, maybe the more obvious symbol that we're familiar with is the swastika, but is it equivalent?
Well, I mean, you know, I would say they both represent racial hatred. Right, the swastika clearly, the South African flag, the Rhodesian flag, I mean, they represent nothing more than racial hatred. You know, it's odd to me still, you know, that South Carolina has the Confederate flag, another symbol of apartheid still flying on the grounds of its capital. I think they ought to think about taking it down.
That is obviously an ongoing debate, often that what the Confederate flag actually means in the South. But what about churches themselves? Are they often targets of violence?
Churches have been traditionally targets of white supremacist violence, not just in the 50s and 60s. We had a case where we represented a black church that was burned down by Klansmen in South Carolina 20 years ago this month. And, of course, it's not only black places of worship that have been targeted in our country. You know, there have been temple bombings. 3 years ago, there was a terrible tragedy in Oak Creek, Wisconsin, when a white supremacist gunman walked into a Sikh temple and killed 6 people. But of course, black churches have had far more than their share. Mm.
This case, again, we see another young white man allegedly responsible for committing a mass killing. Is this something that your group is thinking about, those young white men committing the crimes?
Well, I mean, we see a lot of people who feel like their birthright has been stolen from them. You know, economic dislocations, globalization has left them with, you know, kind of an uncertain future. And, you know, certain people have been, you know, kind of lashing out. You know, in the last 6 years or so, we've seen a tremendous number of kind of lone wolf attacks motivated by racial hatred. And this, unfortunately, is among the most violent.
Richard Cohn with the Southern Poverty Law Center speaking with us about the latest on this tragic shooting that's left 9 dead in Charleston, South Carolina. The alleged shooter, Dylan Roth, arrested in North Carolina earlier today. Richard, thank you very much.
Thank you.